And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
There's one for you, 19 for me, and because I'm the tax man.
You know the saying, there is nothing as certain as death and taxes. As we approach April 15th, our thoughts once again turn to taxes. We hear politicians talk a lot about people needing to pay their fair share. But is there a way to make taxes truly fair for everyone? Stephen Hayes is chairman and president of Americans for Fair Taxation, otherwise known as the Fair Tax. We invited him to make a case for dumping the IRS and the loopholes of the elite who get away with paying little or no tax.
Welcome to Coastside Radio. A pleasure to have you with us today. And I want to, first of all, have you give us a little bit of background as to exactly what the organization is that you represent.
Americans for Fair Taxation was formed in 1994 by a group of people in Houston, very successful people that decided they wanted to create a way of raising money for the federal government more efficiently. And they did a lot of economic research, spent over $20 million in research, and came out with a plan called the Fair Tax. The Fair Tax gets rid of the present income payroll tax system. It eliminates the IRS. It eliminates withholding. You get your entire paycheck. And the way the government then collects money is through a national retail sales tax that's collected by the states, just like they do the state sales tax in 45 states, and remitted to the federal government. Again, you get your entire paycheck, and then you go out and you pay your federal tax the same way you pay a state sales tax when you make purchases. But here's a key of new retail goods and retail services. There's also a tax credit which allows people to not be taxed by the fair tax up to the poverty level for their family size. Family of four, it's about $35,000 of spending on new goods and services that would not be subject to tax.
Well, from what you have just said, it seems wonderfully simple and something that would be easy to bring into existence and solve a lot of problems, not the least of which is the IRS. I think outside of going to a dentist, probably dealings with the IRS is the most traumatic experience that many Americans have. Based on what you just said, and it seems wonderfully simplistic and potentially effective, why hasn't it gone forward? Where are we in the scheme of things right now?
Well, we're dealing with a lot of people in Washington, D.C., not only members of Congress, but also the power brokers, the lobbyists, you know, the elite, let's call them as a group, who have become very comfortable with how to manipulate the present income tax system. They offer to give you a tax credit or a discount, deduction, if you do certain things that they approve of. And they sell these benefits, and they get a huge amount of money. Lobbyists make millions of dollars a year, with a B, on things like this for the income tax, selling favors, you know, obtaining favors for clients. And so there's a lot of resistance to giving up that control and that money source in D.C. But, James, I will tell you that in the last year, there's been a tremendous renaissance, I think, in awareness of how important it is from a competition point of view, from keeping people in the state point of view, that the states, 17 of them, have reduced or moved to eliminate their present state income tax because they recognize how harmful it is when competing with states like Texas, Florida, and Tennessee that don't have a state income tax. And they see the incredible growth. And you look at a state like California, you've got a high sales tax, you've got a high state income tax, and you've got a situation where it's very difficult for a company to have its operations there, and that's why you've had so many companies move out of state, moving to Nevada, moving to Texas and other places, because people in the states can move with their feet.
Where do we stand in the halls of Congress? What kind of congressional support, if any, do we have among our representatives and our senators?
We've got, at this point, Buddy Carter from Georgia is the sponsor of the bill. We've got about 28 co-sponsors. We've had in the past as high as 60. And basically where we are right now is all of this drama that's gone on has taken the attention of Washington away. And that's why I emphasize the changes in the states, because as these states eliminate their income tax and see the benefits that come from it, and we have three states that are actually looking at passing a version of the fair tax at the state level. Once that starts to grow, as it is now, even more, you're going to have people in those states demanding that their representatives consider doing it for the federal government. And ultimately, members of Congress want to be reelected, and we still have the ability to influence them by voting every 2 years in the House and every 6 years for the Senate. And I think we're going to see much more movement. But I'll tell you the other reason, James, that I think that it's the end of the income tax is coming near is that the IRS has acknowledged, finally, that there's over $1 trillion of taxes that are owed, lawfully owed under the income tax code, that aren't being paid. $1 trillion. And they realize that $1 trillion represents not only people like the plumber who takes cash and doesn't report it, but in order for that underground economy, that economy that works, you know, non-income tax reporting, you got to have the person who's willing to pay cash. You got to have the person who's willing to support that. And they know that for every one of those dollars that's evaded and every one of the people doing it, there's probably 10 to 15 people that support it but just can't figure out how to do it themselves. So they do it by, you know, instead of the plumber telling you, well, it's $400 if you pay with a credit card and it's $300 for cash, they pay cash. So they have just shorted the system $100. They're part and parcel of evasion. And today that's a growing problem. And that's why you see all of these things like the IRS wanted to have face identification on all of us. They wanted to have the ability to require banks and credit card companies to report every transaction to them so they would know the ins and outs of all of our bank accounts. And that's because there's no other way for them to collect the taxes that are due with this amount of evasion. So the income tax is on its last legs. I'm hopeful that in the next few years we're going to see a concerted agreement that has to be replaced, and we think the fair tax is the best replacement.
Well, I certainly wish we had more time because this is a fascinating topic, but it seems to me, based on what you just said, that this is a classic case of where competition is good. If you can get a couple of states to actually start the process and people can see, then you'll have something even more to sell. You can look to these states, much like Texas and Florida today, having an economy that bodes well for consumers and the business community. I'm very hopeful that we will see some major progress in the future. So let's talk very, very briefly now about what people can do if they want to know more about what you're doing. I know that you have an extensive educational program that includes podcasts and all sorts of wonderful things that answers a lot of questions that people might have on the physical, mechanical process of how this would all play out and how it would work, even overcoming some people's objections, for example. So, first of all, is there a website? Is there a place people can go to get more information?
Yes, there is, James, and thanks for asking. It's fairtax.org. People can go to fairtax.org. They can get, as you said, information. They can look at the studies. They can look at an evasion study that shows we're going to have $9 trillion-plus evasion in the next decade under the present system. They can look at the economic studies that have been done and basically can get information about it. A lot of people complain, well, it's still a tax, and that's true, It's still going to take out of the economy a similar amount of money, but it's going to take it in a different way because you're going to control it as the person who makes purchases, and that means by how much you purchase, how much tax you pay. Fairtax.org, they can join us. We're volunteers. We don't have an expensive office, but we do need help to keep things going, and we really want people to help us, let's just say, keep Congress' attention on the fact that there is an alternative, and we're watching them.
And a fair alternative, to say the least. Been a wonderful pleasure having you as our guest today, and I sincerely hope that people will take you up on your invitation to go to fairtax.org and learn more about this, because let's face it, it's tax time once again, so if ever this is going to be on people's minds as to what they're going to have to pay and all of the paperwork, and just think of the time and the effort it takes to fill out those forms and do the work, and sometimes you have tax consultants that help you out. I mean, it's a nightmare. But anyway, we've run out of time. I want to say thank you so much again, and please keep in touch and keep us posted on your progress.
I will look forward to doing this again as often as you want, James. It's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Stephen Hayes, Chairman and President of Americans for Fair Taxation, otherwise known as the Fair Tax. In the spirit of transparency, I have studied their proposal and find it very compelling. I also encourage you to visit their website, fairtax.org. Maybe one day we can retire the Beatles and their depressing but oh-so-true song about the tax man. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.